Chair,
morning.
Commissioners, councillors, good morning. Thank you very much for letting me speak on part of the Porokino. I chair the Porokino and I'm also actively involved with the Three Rivers catchment group. I've got a whole lot of scribblings here, but the main one I want to talk to is not so much the rules around the plan, but more about the social engagement and, in my opinion, the lack in this plan in regards to that. Initially, the Porokino started out of a reaction to a report done in the estuary, and it was more about the farmers' perception and what they thought was unfair. So that was how the group sort of initiated its formation. And what our objective was to look at the perception of who we as farmers and what we do on the land in relationship to the community that looks at what we do. So we went about doing that communication. We wanted to increase knowledge because we felt that it was a lack of knowledge amongst the township of Riverton for their conclusions. So that was why we got involved with the catchment group. It was really around our perception, our public perception, and the lack of knowledge of what we were doing on the farm and the conclusions that we're coming to because of that. So with that, we started field days. We've done wintering field days. We've done nutrient budgets, riparian planting management. We've talked to the schools. We've been involved in just about every space that you can in the community to to increase the knowledge so they could come to a better conclusion. It wasn't to influence their knowledge, but it was to enable them to gain more knowledge so they could make a better decision or come to an informed decision was what the objective was. Also within the catchment we had a lot of forestry, and even as farmers we were making a lot of conclusions about the impact that forestry was having, and so that part of that journey for us was engaging with the forestry and asking them what they did and, you know, seeking their knowledge and how they're managing their resources. So within this has created a vehicle, I think would be the word I use, for us to communicate and to gain knowledge, which has enabled us to be better informed and to probably engage better with council when it comes to decisions or understanding of what the decisions that need to be made. Consequently, that's had quite a spin-off in the media, which has also gone way beyond our biggest dreams, even to national TV programs that are sort of seeking our model, as it were. Indirectly, this has enabled me on a bit of a journey where I'm involved with a fellowship, which is involved with different councils and the way that different councils engage with their constituents. So that involves Greater Wellington, Auckland, Canterbury, Otago. It also involves industry bodies in that fellowship. And so what it's sort of enabled us to have a really good understanding how the 16 different, you know, regional bodies are attacking this challenge, and partly amusement, but it's a bit like, it reminds me a little bit of farming, where if you start a farming system, you think that your farming system's the best and everybody else should follow it. That's what I'm starting to notice amongst the catchment group, so I find a little bit of amusement there. So within the Porokino and the Three Rivers, we've found engagement and knowledge base understanding has allowed for farmers to be part of this process, because normally we'd be scared, and I think that was a big part of why the Three Rivers and the Porokino catchment was well supported in the submission process, because we enabled that knowledge to be passed so then they could engage better with the council. We've found the council, their relationship with us through the Land Sustainable team has been very, for us as farmers, has been a good experience, and that's been enhanced by our relationship with David Moat and his ability to want to work and seek solutions together. So I acknowledge the council's commitment, financial commitment, and also their desire to educate has coincided with the establishment of the community groups, and that's probably what's put us in quite a unique position here in Southland. I think the plan doesn't acknowledge that in the level that it should, and I seek that that is sort of put into the plan, because I think this would help with the social, the cultural and the economic considerations of the plan in a better way, and it would also combine the management of public resources when private uses are being used, and the understanding and knowledge of that would be better understood, and a better decision would come from that. So I seek that the plan acknowledges that in a better way. That's my conclusion.
All right, thanks very much. So anyone else want to add anything?
We'll just note that we handed out a
map
of each catchment group.
Yeah.
You would.
I just think that, like EES has some very good staff, the Land Sustainability team, but not only that, their educational office, the Mark Oster and his associate, like they're brilliant, like you can't fault those people, so they certainly need all the support they can get, because I know they are quite stretched, as well as a lot of communities with, there's certainly a lot of consultants in Southland that are feeling the strain of all these issues, so, or perception that they, public perception.
Yeah.
It is a strain on the economy.
Okay,